For wonder this morning, what is your response when you face a big challenge? You know the kind of things I'm on about? The times when you face a giant or a situation, that can be a giant, that seems impossible to beat. Do you run scared and freeze? Or a bit like kind of the Israelite army that were scared, they froze when Goliath gave those challenges? Or do you think you're more like David, who looked at the giant before him and had confidence because all he saw was the possibility of victory? When you look at the situations that you face, do you see the possibility of victory, or are you overcome with fear? The one thing I can guarantee for you and I today in this life, each and every one of us will face challenges. Each and every one of us will face challenges, we'll face giants. At times it will seem like we'll be facing insurmountable problems. Now these giants that we face, they could be relational issues that we have with others in our family. They could be financial issues. They could be some form of addiction. They could be health related. They could be peer pressure. So those that perhaps around us, peer pressure is not just for our kids, but it can happen in our adult life as well, where we see other people doing things around us, they're encouraging us to do it, and we're facing those giants. The list is really wide, and the list is really vast of the kind of issues that we can face. I wonder this morning, are you facing any giants at this time? See, often when we face big issues or big challenges, they don't actually start off big, do they? Quite often they start off small. And it's how we deal with them as the things develop is the key. Do we begin to get scared of the situation that we're facing? Do we decide not to deal with it? Do we run away? You see, if we don't deal with it and we don't face it, the situation grows and grows and grows until it becomes a giant. Over the next few minutes, I just want to give you four keys that I believe that we can learn from David in the way that he faced his own giant, that we can put into practice to face our tough circumstances. How many of you here this morning have faced tough circumstances ever? Yeah, anybody face tough circumstances? How many of you perhaps are even facing them right now? And even if you're not facing them right now, I guarantee for each of us, we'll face certain tough situations in the future. How are we going to deal with them? Are we going to face up to them? Are we going to face our giants, or are we going to be running scared? And I'd say there's four things this morning, very quickly, that we can, if we take on board, it will help us in facing the giants, whenever they may be, now or in the future. The first thing I want to say to you is this. First thing we can learn is God is bigger than your biggest fear. God is bigger than your biggest fear. If you've got a fear this morning, whether it be bees, whether it be finances and you're in debt, whether it be a relationship issue or a health issue, the first thing for you to know is that God is bigger than your biggest fear. So God is bigger than that health problem. God is bigger. Most days we face challenges. Every day we face temptations. It's a part of life and the world we live in. The issue is not that we encounter these things, but it's how we deal with them. Will we face up to them, or will we run away scared and hide, hoping it will go away? I know there have been times in my life where I know there's been times when I faced up to them and times when I've run scared. But God is bigger than your biggest fear. The Israelites were facing a big challenge. That big challenge was the standoff with the Philistine giant Goliath. And against the Philistine army, against Goliath. And 1 Samuel 17, which is where this story is taken from, in verse 16, it says, "For 40 days, the Philistine came forward every morning and every evening and took his stand." For 40 days, Goliath went out and bellowed his challenge to the Israelites by choosing someone to fight him. The winner would have total victory over the other enemy. The winners would be victorious, and the losers would become their slaves. So there was a lot at stake. On the first day, it was a big challenge that went unanswered. But Goliath, it was a big challenge because Goliath was 9 foot tall. If you imagine 9 foot is about 2.7 meters high, which is just a little bit taller than our projector screen. So they're pretty big, 9 feet tall. And every day that the challenge went unanswered, this giant of a man became that little bit bigger and bigger in the eyes and the minds of the Israelite people. The scenario to him became more and more impossible. It's not that the Goliath had changed. It's not that he'd become bigger in the sense of physically, but the Israelites' perception had changed. They became more and more fearful of what it would mean, potential death, or that sense of being in slavery, be sending their family and countrymen into slavery, and it became too much for them to bear. It overwhelmed them, and it outweighed the great rewards on offer, because the scripture also talks about how Saul said that for anybody who won, he would give them lots of things, including lots of ladies to marry, and all those riches that they could ever dream of. But they only saw the giant, not the potential victory. I wonder if we can be a little bit like the Israelites at times, more than we perhaps would care to admit. We can be faced with debt, health issues, relational issues, addictions, and each day that goes past that we don't face up to it, the situation becomes bigger and bigger and bigger. The debt gets bigger, the health issue becomes that more major in our minds. And it then becomes, from a small situation, it becomes a giant. Bigger than it should have ever been. We don't perhaps see the potential of the victory over the giant. We just see something that we don't believe can change at all. The Israelites couldn't see their way out of their Goliath problem. They'd forgotten who they served. They served the Almighty God. And they forgot what he'd done over the years and in the past, that he'd done for them and for their ancestors before them. How they'd helped. Because they'd forgotten that God was bigger than their biggest fears. And today we need to remind ourselves, God is bigger than our biggest fears. I don't know what that fear is today, whether it's loneliness, whether it could be a whole host of things. Scared of the dark, whatever it is. God is bigger than your biggest fear. David knew this to be true, so when he entered the equation, he saw things totally different. It was the same 9 foot giant as the Israelites saw. It was the same challenge issue, but rather than being fearful, he saw the potential of what could be, because he knew God was bigger than any giant. Psalm 34 verse 4 says these words, "I sought the Lord and he delivered me from all my fears." Giants are often based on fear. If we have fears, if we give them to God, he delivers us from our fears. That's what Psalm 34 verse 1 says. Do you believe this morning that God is bigger than your biggest fears? Because let me tell you, he is. We need to learn to trust him more, because he's faithful. He won't let you down whatever you face. Second thing we need to learn is this. Defeating your giant takes preparation time. David's trusting God to go into battle against Goliath with total confidence didn't come from him just turning up and going, seeing Goliath and going, "I'll have some of that," straight away. But it came from preparation. The thing that he had learned over the years. When David went before King Saul to say, "Fight Goliath," he said these words from 1 Samuel 17:34-37. "Your servant has been keeping his father's sheep When a lion or bear come and carried off a sheep from the flock, I went after it, struck it, rescued the sheep from its mouth. When it turned on me, I seized it by its hair, struck it and killed it. Your servant has killed both the lion and the bear. This uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, because he's defied the armies of the living God. The Lord who rescued me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear will rescue me from the hand of this Philistine. What's that teach us? That God has been preparing David with the smaller tasks of defending the sheep from predators, training his skills, asking David to trust him in the smaller things so that when the big things came, he would do the same. David had total confidence in God that what he had done in the past with helping him looking after the sheep would enable him to defeat the Goliath in the presence. Because it didn't matter how small and how big it was, it's the same God who does mighty, mighty miracles. Ever since you came to know Jesus, even before, God had been preparing you and is preparing you bit by bit so that you'd be ready every single time that you face the giants that you need to overcome. It may seem insignificant at the time, boring or even hard work, but it will enable you to overcome your giants in the future. Because every day that we face this life is an opportunity for us to learn from him. As David says in Psalm 144, verse 1 to 2, praise be to the Lord my rock, who trains my hands for war, my fingers for battle. He is my loving God and my fortress, my stronghold and my deliverer, my shield in whom I take refuge. God prepares you to defeat the giants that come your way. Thirdly, you need to use what you've been given. David went into battle with Goliath with the skills he'd acquired, and he was confident in not what King Saul had suggested, but in God. You see, King Saul wanted David to go to war with his full suit of armour. It was the done thing, it was the right thing to do for people to go into battle. It would bring a level of protection. The problem was, it wasn't right for David. David says in 38:39, Then Saul dressed David in his own tunic. He put a coat of armour on him and a bronze helmet on his head. David fastened on his sword over the tunic and tried to walk around because he was not used to them. I can't go in these, he said to Saul, because I am not used to them. David's skills were in his sling and stones. He had defeated bears and lions. The armour was only going to hinder him in facing his giant. Sometimes people will tell you what to do in order to defeat your giant. But what is right for them may not always work for you, and that's okay. Because God's made us all different. You need to come at your giant in the way God wants to prepare you. So maybe God will want you to talk through your situation with a friend or a pastor so you can see what needs to be done. Maybe God will want you to fast and pray for a set period of time before the battle that you face your giant. Maybe God will want you to get some professional counselling to deal with, help begin to deal with your giant. Or maybe you'll need to put safety measures in place to protect yourself against some of the things that come your way. And maybe God will want you to do all of the above, or perhaps something different. The key to make sure is that we use what God has given us, that we trust and look to him. Finally, the most important thing we need to remember before we face our giants is this, that the battle belongs to the Lord. The battle belongs to the Lord. As David ran to battle against Goliath, he said these most powerful words. You come at me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hands, and I'll strike you down and cut off your head. David understood that he was going into battle with the power of God on his side. That battle belonged to the Lord. No giant, however big, could stand against him because the power of God was working so powerfully in him. David then knew that David then threw that stone, and that was the end. He reached into his bag, taken out a stone, he slung it and struck the Philistine on the forehead. The stone sank into his forehead and he fell face down on the ground. So David triumphed over the Philistine with a sling and a stone, without a sword in his hand. He struck down the Philistine and killed him. Just one final thought, really. The battle, the important thing is the battle belongs to the Lord. He came in him in God's power. But what's interesting, he didn't come in God's power and he didn't just then stand and go, that's it, and wait for God to do something. He got the stone and he threw the stone. Sometimes we have to act after that. Knowing that God's going to help, we've got to throw the stone, if you like. David had to throw the stone to gain the victory. To defeat our giants, we'll have to do our bit and allow God to do what he does best, which is bring the victory. You throw the stone, allow God to bring the victory. So in conclusion, fear does not have to stop us getting victory over our giants. With God on our side, we can do all things. We must remember God is bigger than your fear is. We need to understand that being prepared and allowing God to prepare us is really a key. And we have to use what God has given us. And most important, we need to remember or never forget that the battle belongs to the Lord. Whatever you face, from the biggest thing, breakdown of relationships, to health issues, to financial problems, to losing of jobs or problems in the workplace, God is bigger than those things, and the battle belongs to the Lord. Battle belongs to him. Let's pray together, shall we? Lord Jesus, we thank you for your word, and thank you that even in the midst of a children's Bible story, or one that we probably heard many, many times through the years, thank you, Jesus, that we can know that there is something that we can take on board for ourselves when we face battles. We know that battles and giants come our way, sometimes on a daily basis, sometimes seasonally. We understand that happens. But Father, we thank you that the battle belongs to you. We thank you that you prepare us. We thank you that you give us the strength that we need. We thank you that our biggest fears, you're bigger than our biggest fears. We thank you that you prepare us. We thank you that you call us to use what we've been given. Father, we ask that you would help us to live our lives in victory, knowing that the battle belongs to you, whatever that may look like, and however that may come about, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.